This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, November 16th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. $10 billion for sequestering carbon. Input on the Bay Delta plan. USDA looks to ease biotech regs and food banks bracing for donation drop. Experts are calling for $10 billion to capture carbon on natural lands. An advisory committee has issued its final recommendations on bolstering natural and working lands to pull more carbon from the atmosphere. They found the state needs to invest $10 billion into conserving and managing forests, wetlands, and ag land to sequester up to 400 million tons of carbon. The report emanated from Assemblymember Robert Rivas, AB 1757, signed into law last year. Reflecting outcry from environmental groups, the report calls for eliminating the use of toxic pesticides in the same fashion as the European Union. It also urges more pay for farm workers and increases access to organic foods for that community. More on point for the climate policy, the report seeks to protect all farmland from development and boost healthy soil practices. The experts also want to conserve at least 1 million acres of conifer forests and incentivize landowners through forest conservation easements. Water Board opens debate on Bay Delta plan. The State Water Board will hold the first of three hearings tomorrow to solicit stakeholder input on options for updating its Bay Delta plan. The board is cautiously wading into decades-long water war over freshwater flows for endangered fish. The hearing will cover various alternatives staff have assembled into a recent report, including a set of voluntary agreements with farm districts that Governor Newsom is backing. Staff will amend the plan based on the comments and submit a revised version next year for further public review. Staff have also hosted a series of workshops to go over the many components of the technical report. House leaders want H-2A rule withdrawn. Chairman G.T. Thompson of the Agriculture Committee and Education and Workforce Committee Chairwoman Virginia Fox are calling on the Labor Department to withdraw its rule on H-2A ag workers, saying it gives unprecedented access by organized labor to the property of farmers and adds red tape and additional burdens to American farmers. The Department of Labor rule proposes expanded protections for H-2A workers. In comments submitted to the department by the House chair, it says the, quote, proposed rule exceeds DOL authority as a giveaway for big labor, infringes on farmers' property rights, and is overly burdensome in numerous other ways. DOL needs to withdraw this proposed rule and go back to the drawing board. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. U.S. and Japan statement calls for fair ag trade. The 14 Indo-Pacific Economic Framework countries have delayed completion of the trade and agriculture section of the agreement, but Japan signed on to a statement with the U.S. supporting work to tear down non-tariff trade barriers that are not based on science. Key to the statement by the two IPEF nations is the U.S. agreement that Japan's decision to dump treated radioactive water from the wrecked Fukushima Daiichi power plant does not affect food safety. We reiterate that measures affecting the free trade of food and agriculture products should be based on scientific principles and substantiated by scientific evidence, and that restrictions on imports of Japanese food products should be immediately rescinded, the two countries said this week in a joint statement after a meeting of the Japan-U.S. Economic Policy Consultative Committee. Now keep in mind, Japan's fighting at the World Trade Organization against restrictions by China and Russia on its seafood and other products. The U.S., U.K., Canada, and European Union offered support for the Japanese. USDA proposes to expand biotech exemptions. USDA officials say proposed new exemptions for genetically modified plants should help to ease the workload of biotech regulators at the agency and speed up reviews. Officials with the USDA's Biotechnology Regulatory Services used the agency's annual stakeholder meeting to outline the proposal published yesterday. The proposal would add five new types of genetic modifications a plant can contain and be exempt from current genetic engineering regulations, so long as those changes could be achieved through conventional breeding. Industry critics of the existing rules say they've limited the number of crops that could benefit from gene editing. Among other things, the proposal would exempt plants, quote, with up to four modifications that individually qualify for exemption and are made simultaneously or sequentially, provided that each modification is at a different genetic focus. Another would allow successive modifications for plants that have already completed a voluntary review confirming their exempt status and met other requirements. Food banks could see fewer donations this holiday season. The holiday season typically brings higher donations to food banks, but that may not be the case this year. According to a survey conducted by Divert, a company that helps to facilitate donations from grocery chains, nearly half of survey respondents said they are more likely to donate to food banks during the holiday season compared to other times of the year. But just 25% said they're more likely to donate during this year's holiday season compared to years past. Those who are donating less to food banks this season cite increasing food cost as the number one reason. Vince Hall, who's chief government relations officer for Feeding America that represents food banks, says they're in an unprecedented historic moment with needs continuing to soar, but private donations down. He said, quote, a lot of our food banks are burning through cash to buy food, which is very expensive to cover the gap. And they raised a lot of money during the pandemic, but they're burning through that cash to buy food to serve today. Finally, here's today's He Said It. Agricultural workers deserve to know that we have their backs. That California Attorney General Rob Bonta, who joined 11 Democratic peers in backing the Labor Department's H-2A rule. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, November 16th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.